morning.
Between a cup of coffee this morning and these lights, I'm on sensory overload. Stop to think for a moment, already early this morning, how much you and I have used our hands. From the time we got up, maybe to put on a pot of coffee, to shave, brush our teeth, take a shower, whatever it is, how important these hands are. Here in church, we begin Mass each time by making the sign of the cross with our hands. We were led in the responsorial song and invited to sing with our hands. The reality of prayer is spoken about a lot in today's readings. We often think of our prayers as folding our hands or pointing our fingers towards the heavens, kind of focusing in on what God has done for us and asks us to do. And yet, I think we need to be mindful of the fact that not only did we hear about the tremendous importance of prayer with Moses keeping his arms lifted up so they could win in battle, Joshua's army, not only did we hear about a judge who was a little bit worried that somebody was going to come up and slug him if he didn't give the right judgment, call in the gospel, we kind of are linked together with St. Paul. We've been hearing some of his letters to Timothy, one of his good friends. And today he reminds Timothy of the importance of prayer, of lifting up our minds and our hearts to the Lord. But realize that in all three readings, both the first reading about the battle between Joshua and Amalek and Moses kind of being the cheerleader, if you will, and in the gospel, the judge rendering judgment and hearing from the widow back and forth some of her complaints and wishes and desires, and Paul, who talks about being fervent in prayer, all that is very much tied in with action. You know, we often hear people spoken of as they are very hands-on. Might be a boss or supervisor, somebody we know that is part of an organization, a group, and we'll say, boy, they're very hands-on. In other words, they're focused in mind of what they're about, but they are doers. So the importance of prayer has always been lifted up in the church. In fact, so much so that monastic life that was developed and kind of flourished in the Middle Ages was all about praying for those of us who were out doing the good works of the Lord with our hands, with our minds, with our mouths, and preaching the word and so on. So I think the linkage between the prayer and being hands-on Christians, Roman Catholics who know what our faith is all about and try to live it, is very much linked together. One is not more important than the other. And our three readings today remind us of that linkage, an important one very much indeed. And as your day goes on today, as we wrap up another weekend, a very nice weekend, think of that when you use your hands for so many different things. And also realize that in service, in the ministries of this parish, in the ministries of the church, people focus in prayer so that they can do the work of the Lord. Our hands are very important. Just a few moments, we'll extend our hands to receive the Lord in Eucharist. But even there, we receive the Eucharist so that we can live out our faith. At the end of the Mass, we always use a phrase like, go, the Mass has ended, live the gospel. Go in peace, be servants of the Lord. The linkage between how we know our Lord, how we focus to our Lord, and how we live out our faith is extremely important. And how blessed we are to have the hands of the Lord upon each and every one of us. Amen? Amen. Let us stand now and pray.